You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. It can be intimidating to meet your potential in-laws. Most people worry about impressing the parents of their significant other. Today's essayist, Becky Perlow, reminds us, don't forget about the siblings. Here's Becky Perlow with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
I was just shy of 17 the first time my brother Daniel introduced me to his girlfriend. Her name was Kristen, and I hated her immediately. She was short and quiet, and my brother loved her. Granted, I may not have known what love was at the time, but in my teenage years, love meant a brother who would rather be with his girlfriend than with his siblings. Call it what you want, but I wasn't happy. I probably didn't speak more than 5 words to her that first night at dinner. I watched her gaze at my brother, laugh at his stupid jokes, and sit on his lap for most of the evening. To me, every gaze looked smug, every laugh sounded patronizing, and I was always 3 seconds away from jumping across the table and ripping her off my brother's lap. Each time Kristen visited, I secretly hoped the sofa cushions would swallow her whole. Each time she asked me to pass the salt, I silently wished she would choke on it. My hatred for her only grew over the years. 3 years ago, though, my mother pulled me aside just before Kristen was due to arrive into town for a holiday. She said, "You know, Becky, Kristen really is a nice person. You should give her a chance." The tone of her voice told me this was very important to her. Later that night, I heard a knock on my door. It was Kristen. "What's up?" I asked, with a forced sweetness through my bared teeth.
"I was wondering if I could borrow a dress," she said. "We're going out to dinner tonight, and I didn't bring anything for the occasion."
My mother's words echoing in my head, I walked to my closet and sifted through some clothes.
"What about this one?" she asked,
holding up a dress that didn't suit her. "Why don't you try this one?" I answered, as I handed her another one.
"Thanks, I will," she said,
taking the dress from me and smiling. As she turned to leave, I grabbed a pair of shoes and handed them to her. "These will go nicely with that dress," I said, returning the smile. Fast forward 3 years, and Kristen and I are not only friends, we're good friends. We've seen each other through deaths in our families and insecurities within ourselves. We have been there to comfort each other when we're sick and to hold each other's hands when we needed sisterly support. She's been there for me ever since that day when a piece of clothing brought down a wall. What's more, she'll continue to be there for me long into the future. My family even jokes that if Kristen and Daniel were ever to break up, we want Kristen in the divorce settlement. And though I'd never admit it to her, Kristen has taught me a lot about life. But perhaps the most important lesson of all is that first impressions are never what they seem. Because of Kristen, I believe in second impressions.
Becky Perlow with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Perlow is a student at Penn State University Park. She's graduating in May with degrees in journalism and hotel, restaurant, and institutional management. Perlow was inspired to write this essay after Kristen helped her through a problem with one of her roommates. Tell us who you depend on or what you believe. Write an essay and submit it to wpsu.org/believe. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.